it's vintage Presidents. It's classic stuff. Kind of a mixture of groovy and country. There's some countryish stuff. There's some groovy stuff. There's some, you know, heart-driving rock and roll. Mm-hmm. It's all over the map. I'm kind of retreating. It's kind of divided between songs about animals and songs about girls. And you know, it's my style. It's just more of the same. We're not throwing any major curveballs in, except that I think we're going to record maybe a third of the record will be acoustic, kind of an alternate setup maybe, but still kind of rocking, but with acoustic guitars rather than electric guitars. That's a concept anyway, to kind of break up the sound and give the listener a little break here and there, so it makes the electric stuff more exciting and the acoustic stuff a welcome break.
It sounds like you're considering playing some new songs. Why don't you throw out like some song titles and kind of best you can.
We might play She's a Nurse. That's a new song. French Girl. What else? More Bad Times. Flame Is Love.
Uh-huh.
Ladybug. Scrappy Puppy.
Okay.
There's a bunch for you.
So Scrappy Puppy sounds almost like the flip side of Kitty. Is it just called?
Yeah.
It's just called Kitty, right? Yeah.
Yeah, might be.
What the fuck? Kitty song.
It's about a lost puppy. Oh, we have another song called Loose Balloon. Scrappy Puppy and Loose Balloon are sort of like about little lost things. I started writing a bunch of songs about little lost items, and then I started taking pictures with my cell phone of, lost gloves and toys and weird little things that I would find on the street, thinking that would be the theme for the record, but it's not. It's not the theme for the record, but it's a theme for a batch of songs and little lost things.
Huh. And why do you think you homed in on that? Is that just like kind of...
Oh, probably because I've been a little lost thing for the last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been going through some life changes.
Oh, yeah?
Got divorced and moved twice. Went out with a girl in Ireland for 11 months and, you know, I've been casting about for a home or the sensation of home for a while now, so... Wrote a few little lost thing songs.
So that's what we're doing in Ireland, because I remember like one of the last times I emailed you, you said you were in Ireland for...
Yeah, that's what I was doing in Ireland. I was visiting my girl, but we're that's all kind of falling apart now, but yeah, that's what I was doing there. Loose Balloon is sort of about me. But I don't, you know, it's not too heavy. I've just used it as a jumping off point. And I just came, like, I feel like a loose balloon, and then I took that and turned it into a song about an actual balloon. You know, that's the style. I won't actually write about anything important.
I was about to say that it sounds like you could get into some heavy territory for the Presidents.
Well, to me it is. Like, if I sing a song, I know what it's the feel it sort of embodies, but I don't want to necessarily have to relive that every night, or I don't want everyone to live through my discomfort, so I give it a metaphorical strength, you know, or about actually being about a balloon, so that I can choose. I can sing it, and I can think about the balloon, or I can think about my last year, and then people don't have to be confronted with a whole bunch of my own baggage. If they listen to it, they can just think about a balloon.
Uh-huh.
That's my theory, anyway. It can be about real stuff, but just wrap it up in metaphor, and then it's the option of flipping the funny switch.